Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks close out calendar year 2016 on Tobacco Road tonight and go for 5 road wins in a row in a building where they've had problems winning. Carolina Hurricanes might, in many ways, fly below the NHL radar, but regardless, they are never an easy opponent for the Blackhawks to beat, especially in this building. And we're underway here on Tobacco Road inside the Carolina zone along the far boards. Campbell whips it across to Hjalmarsson along the right side. Hit by Stahl. He passes to center ice, however, to Taves over the Hurricane line. Drop pass to Hartman, high slot. Back to Taves along the left boards to Michael Kempe. Shoots, he scores! Michael Kempe with a howitzer from the top of the left wing circle in the Hurricane zone. Beats Ward cleanly. It's his first National Hockey League goal, and it puts the Hawks up top 1-0. Canes get the puck back. Elias Lindholm, center ice on the left wing. Feeds Jordan Stahl in over the Hawk line down the right wing, leaning toward the net. He shoots! Turn wide by Darling. The rebound and the follow-up shot. They score. Jordan Stahl made the play happen. I believe it's Elias Lindholm that got hold of that loose puck in front of Scott Darling and slapped it home. And we're tied at 1. On the far boards, Hawk zone, Duncan Keith shot the puck across the rink to about the half boards of the Carolina zone. Slavin took a dare, moves it over to Pesci along the right side. Headman pass, Teravainen, and over the Hawk line down the left wing. Angles on a goal, save, rebound, score! Coming down the far side was Lee Stempniak. Teravainen fired the puck from near the left wing half boards, and Darling stopped it, but he deflected it over into the right wing circle, and there was Stempniak to slap it home. The Hurricanes lead 2-1. Noah Hanifin now to the Hawk line, left wing side, lost the handle of the puck, a 2-on-1 develops for the Hawks. Sinistroza over the Canes line, right circle, moves in, shoots, and Ward was able to get the blocker on that and grab the rebound at the top of the crease and held it, and we get a whistle stopping play. Now the puck taken away at the Hawk line by Desjardins. He's back through center ice over the Hurricane line, left circle, shoots, Ward down with a save, the rebound, Ben Riemsdyk put it on goal, and Ward was able to get the glove on it and hold on. Tyler Mott carries the puck out of the Hawk zone to center ice on the left wing. Falls down, tried the one-handed pass across. Sebastian Aho took it away. Aho then outnumbered by Ben Riemsdyk. It came to the puck, taken back by McClellan. He fires from between the circles. He scores. This was just a miscue along the near boards in the Hawk zone. As a couple of Hawks were trying to take the puck away from Sebastian Aho, and somehow the puck tumbled into the slot. McClellan turned and fired. 3-1, Carolina. Dave's now directing corner on a pass out to the line. Kempe was over at the left point. This pass leaks out of the Hurricane zone through the deep slot. Dave takes it back into the Hurricane zone. Right circle, put it in front. They score! Looked like it hit Vinny Hinostroza. I believe Hinostroza is going to get credit for this goal. He was barreling to the front of the Hurricane net when Dave let go of the shot. Hawks have gotten one back. It's now 3-2 Canes. Dave's installed the drop of the puck. Panarin can't get a shot away, and the Canes hold on and win this hockey game 3-2. Final shots on goal for the game. The Blackhawks outshot Carolina 29-28, but the Hurricanes end up winning the hockey game. Blackhawks lose here tonight. Their record now drops to 23-11-5. They'll head to St. Louis tonight and take on the Blues in the Winter Classic coming up on January 2nd.